We have got one shot to nip this in the bud, one shot to stop the coronavirus cluster here in South Australia dead in its tracks. And the early signs of compliance are extraordinarily good. So thank you very much.
Triple M, get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, everybody. Hope you're coping really well on lockdown day one here in South Australia. We just heard the Premier of South Australia. Only one new case overnight,
yes,
so
well
good
done.
Sign. So let's make sure we do the right things for each other around this beautiful state. We are scattered all over Adelaide. We've got Greg Blewett at home. I've got Bern right next to me. I've got Haydo. But a big thank you to everyone, chaps, and I welcome you, Bernie and Greg, for their support yesterday. We're on air live for 2.5 hours, so we had great feedback.
Marathon, you call it.
You know what, Jazz? Yep. No one else is doing it. That's your favourite saying.
Thank
so
you,
we
Bern.
Were live, went live, and that was great. Got some great feedback, so kept everyone updated and hopefully answered everyone's questions that they had.
Yeah, everyone's coping really well by the sounds of it. And as you said, Jars, just the, I mean, it's day one, so let's not get too carried away with just the one new case. So, hopefully we don't have to go the full 7 days.
What do you mean, Bluey? I want crowds back at the footy tomorrow. Let's open it right back up.
Now, speaking of getting the questions answered, do people on Survivor take a shit? Greg Blewett has all of those hard-hitting questions on the way when we chat with Gavin Wanganeen.
What is it with him
and
shit?
We all want to know those sort of, what happens behind
don't
the scenes.
Ask him that. And talking about Gav, you didn't have him in your top three of all time.
Oh, that's right.
Hang on.
Yep. You did not have, this is what you said.
Triple M's The Bump.
Big, big milestone this week. Travis Spokes 300.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go around the panel. Where does he rate in Port Adelaide's history?
I'm going Tredray, Gray, Wangers, Boak.
Gray. Oh. Tredray, Gray. Boak. You haven't got Wangers in the top three.
Ooh. You're kidding.
Wow. Wangers is number one for me.
He only played 100 games, didn't he?
Sorry, just got Gavin on the line. Sorry, you want Bernie. Yeah, I'll just put him on.
You're fourth, Gavin, in my list.
Jeez, Bern.
I made a mistake and I fixed it up. I fixed it up straight away.
Hey,
no, surely you got that bit. I've just redone my list. Wanganeen's in the top three now. He's just jumped in front of Boaky. I've had to think about it.
Yeah, what changed your mind?
Yeah, and you apologised to Boaky too.
I apologised to Boaky and Wanganeen.
He watched Survivor last night.
Yeah. if Wanganeen goes out first, I'm going to flip him back again. But to agree now. Well, did he go out first? I might have to flip him back.
He's too gone.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he was a gun.
Big show, Jars. Who we got?
Well, we got Tex Walker. We're going to talk to Tex. Now, we got no idea, Gregory and Ben, where they are. Are they here? Are they Melbourne? Are they Darwin?
Some
are they
mixed messages?
Are they
yesterday?
Port Moresby?
Port Moresby.
Kevin Wanganeen will join us. He's obviously just got dumped, and we're going to talk from the Australian Survivor.
Oh, sorry, mixed messages.
Let's talk about us three being an Australian Survivor. How would we go? How would you go, Gregory? Because you like the female products near you.
Oh, excuse me. Well.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, elaborate.
Only one next to me now, Jars. But
female
you are
products.
An idiot,
I said
mate.
Female products, not females.
Right. Okay.
Listen, you chunkhead.
His mind went to straight away.
Females land down next
I said
to him.
Products. You need your moisturiser.
Hefner, this bloke.
You need your whitener.
Nah,
you
would I'd not blitz cope. It. I'd blitz it, Jars.
I'd blitz it.
I'm good in the heat, so it's 42 degree heat where they're filming it at the moment. I reckon I'd go all right, but it gets a bit chilly at night, so I'd need a cuddle with someone at night.
Big D.
With a big D. Big D. I'd fit in his bum cheeks, I reckon.
You'd sleep in his belly button, mate. I'd probably win it, Jazz.
You
if you're
would
asking
win
me.
It.
You and you pass out after 3 days.
Oh, no.
How itchy would you get, Jazz?
No, I couldn't.
He'd need 2 kilos of sunscreen to take in his backpack.
Just have a pool of it and just dive in it each morning.
Oh, crikey. Well, come on, we've got to keep moving. Tokyo Olympics are already on. I watched the girls' softball got done by Japan.
I thought it was meant to start Friday.
So we've got sports happening.
So it started before the opening ceremony.
It's already started,
What the hell's it going on here?
Wes Agar, fantastic result by the Aussies there to knock off the West Indies there, Blue.
Yeah, definitely. And our own Alex Carey captained the ODI team, was the 26th ODI captain. So that's a huge highlight for him. And, yeah, as you said, Wes Agar on debut. And his brother, Ashton, gave him his cap, which was very emotional by the sounds
and
of it.
And this is how it went.
You are Wesley Agar. You always will be. No matter what happens today, any time, you break through. The only difference is today, and I'm really proud to say, that you are 231st player to represent the country, Australia, in one day international cricket. Mum, Dad, Will and I are so proud of you. And love you so much. So, go ahead.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. The podcast is on our listener app from 4pm, LISTNR.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Well, let's go and talk to our very own Taylor, Tex and Walker. Bernie's in Melbourne. They finally found somewhere to go and live for 24 hours.
To live.
They're playing Hawthorn.
Yes.
God knows where, but he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Tex, and welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Papa.
Hey, it was a bizarre, chaotic day yesterday. Just run us through it, because you packed your bags, you unpacked them, and then you had to pack them again. And lucky then, you only packed your jocks and your toothbrush,
and you were going to Brazil to play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had a meeting at the club at 11 o'clock. I went in there just thinking we're doing game review, and 20 minutes into the meeting, we got told we had another full meeting with everyone, all players, coaches, and we had to pack our bag and have our bags back at the footy club by 2 o'clock. To then be back at 3 o'clock, to fly out at 4 o'clock. So then we got back there, and then we got told it wasn't. Then we're going to Queensland. Then we weren't. Then we're going back to Melbourne. Then we're
in Stansbury.
Oh, we're going back. We're going back to Broken Hill to play. Then we're going to Stansbury.
Turn him into Oval.
We ended up in Melbourne.
And we popped in the Williston Footy Club too for a beer, I heard.
One lockdown to another lockdown.
So, Tex, that would have tested the patience, mate. So what happens after you play this weekend?
Yes, the patience was tested a bit yesterday afternoon for a few of the older guys, but we found out that we're playing Hawthorn Saturday night at Etihad.
Because you were... Well, there's a rumour going around you possibly could play a showdown this weekend. Was that ever on the table? Was that just rumours?
I think it was on the table for a period of time, and for whatever reason that got taken off, I think. So I'm pretty sure that we were going to play it up in Queensland because there was no footy to be in South Australia. Oh, but Port couldn't go to Queensland because they'd been in Victoria.
Oh, God, a mess. Hey, did it cross your mind not to go, or did it cross any of the senior players' minds?
I wouldn't say cross my mind not to go, but you had to have the conversation with having family at home, whether Ellie would be fine to be able to look after the kids without me, and she's going into 7-day lockdown as well, so it's going to be pretty tough for her. But the club have been awesome with the support they've been able to give everyone that have families back in Adelaide.
Hey, Tex, so once this weekend's done and dusted, though, what do the next 3 weeks hold? Any idea?
I'll probably sit back and watch the Olympics, Blue, to be honest. I don't
know. You're over it.
No, I'm not too sure, mate. I reckon it'd be day by day, and we'll see how things track back in South Australia. We're hoping to come back at some stage, but plan that we're going to be here for the rest of the season.
Jeez, how's that, Jazz? You just got to pack your bags within a couple of hours.
I told you, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't cope.
Go on for 5 weeks.
I'm staying home with the family.
Just got to touch on the game on the weekend. Message from Nixie after, because in the presser and any media he's done, he sounded a little bit angry.
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit frustrated the fact that we've been training a fair bit of, like, our ability to defend the ground, and on the weekend we're pretty ordinary in that area. So you can understand his frustration, and we're pretty lucky, Ben. We get to train on the G tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be able to train a couple of those things, and hopefully this weekend we can put it in place against Hawthorn.
Texan, how did you find the balance with Tex Walker, Himmelberg, Fogarty and Lynch inside that forward 50 over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I think the forward stoppages were about 5 to 20, so our ability to keep in the forward half wasn't at the standard for our forwards.
Yeah.
And in saying that, it's a whole team effort to be able to keep it in your front half, but we've certainly got to be able to be better at that and get a few more stoppage, which allows us to try and hit the scoreboard. So if we can do that this weekend, I'm sure we'll be fine being able to play all four of us.
Hey, Tex, where are we at, do you think? We're promising start to the season, and where we are at now. Do you reckon we've gone backwards a bit?
I'm in Melbourne, and you're still in Adelaide, aren't you?
Yeah, but you flew forwards.
Well, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, sideways, sort of. Up, sideways. But what do you mean where we're at?
Well,
yeah, where are they at?
The first six rounds I thought was very promising coming off the pre-season, and then it just feels like we've possibly gone backwards as a team in terms of our standard.
I think we're just still growing and developing, Blue, to be honest. We've had a lot of young guys debut this year, a lot of young guys debuted last year and still finding their feet. So our group's just growing and developing, so we can certainly get better in areas. And I think our ability, our challenge as a group is to be able to do it consistently. That's if you look on the weekend, probably throughout the last bit of each quarter, we fade away and that's when teams really punish us. So if we can hold that and continue doing that for consistent four quarters, we'll be fine.
Hey, the talk around Darcy Fogarty, I thought he played pretty well on the weekend, hit the scoreboard. I'm sick of him going out of the team. Can you just leave him in there? I know you're not on the selection panel, but can you leave him in there and give him a fair run at it? I'm sick of hearing all this, oh, he needs to be fitter, he needs to work harder in the off-season. He came back fit. He can be a Tom Hawkins. I know he's a superstar, but he can sit up forward and he's strong in the contest. I feel like, it frustrates me, keeps going out.
People like Roo.
Yeah, Roo says that all the time.
He's a marathon runner.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Good. Well said, Bern.
Yeah, do you agree?
I agree, mate. I'll give you Nixie's number. Give him a call.
What is it? Call it out loud.
Yeah, I'll read it out. He's just walking past me now.
Well, Chuck him on.
I'll tell you on a speed to him.
He wants to come on.
The boys are saying they want you to keep fogging more often. Bernie, Bluey and Joe. Who are you with, Bernie and Bluey? Who do you?
They're the main two.
Bernie and Bluey.
Yeah, ABC, Nixie show.
Oh, top rating show.
Top rating, Rush Hour.
He said he'll put it on the to-do list for you, boys.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you.
Take care. Good luck. Have a good hit out. And, I wish Clarko and Sam Mitchell all the best.
when are we having a beer, Tex? We don't know now.
Oh, who knows, mate? Could be in 2024, mate.
Oh, Jesus. See you, young man. Good luck in the lockdown.
Boys.
Tex Walker there from the Adelaide Crows.
It would appear we've also got Sam Blewett, who's just come into it. G'day, Sammy. How are you, buddy?
It's Rory.
It's Rory. Oh, yeah, sorry. Rory.
Yeah. 50-50 guess, and you
it was.
That. How are you,
guess
Rosa?
What? Daddy's busy at work.
Clean belly, bill of health. Dyson, get $100 off your first order. Australian Fall of Fame. Rose midfield.
Today, Junior.
That's how Daddy talks, Rosa.
Hey, hey, Rosa.
Is that how Daddy talks? No, he's nodding. Yes.
Now, day one of lockdown. Let's just. How's the family's coping now? We've got young Rory now making his debut on the Rush Hour. Greg, you've been grumpy. Start of the show, you're very grumpy and you're just aggressive towards us because you're blaming the equipment.
No, well, the technology's all over the shop.
Well,
here in,
you've got to work with
home,
it, mate.
I know you do, Jars. Thanks for the tip, mate. That's very good. You've been in the industry for 30 years and that's all you got for me. That's great.
You still don't even know how to turn the computer on.
All pretty good here. I've just gotten into double figures, the amount of fights that I've broken up between Sam and Rory.
Yeah,
so that's
beautiful.
Good. Just tipped us over the edge. And just about double figures with myself and Catherine.
She wants out. I'm getting mail. She wants out.
She wants out. She's starting to get to know Bluey, and she doesn't like what she's knowing.
Have a look how shagged up he is.
Look at him.
He looks terrible.
He's weathered. You look.
Well, there's something wrong with my camera, is there?
No, something wrong with your head.
You look weird. How about you, young Boom?
Oh, we went through this when I was living in Melbourne last year, so we were locked up for a long time.
You're a seasoned campaigner.
But Harvey's got a little bit older since then, of course. Obviously, and he knows a little bit more what's going on. And for the first time, we had Uncle Chris over on the weekend, Abby's birthday.
Oh, no.
And He was just talking pretty freely, Chris. He was pretty happy. He'd been at the pub most of the afternoon.
Dropped
and
a few
called
bombs.
In, called in to watch the Crows and West Coast. Was late. Got there about half time. Anyway, was just talking pretty freely like he was in a pub with no kids. And then as soon as they left, F-bomb. Just out of nowhere. No. I couldn't help. You know, you can't help but. I was like, that is very funny. Sounds funny because he's never said it.
Yeah.
And I laughed.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to rip it out again because he's laughing. I just had to walk away.
No.
Look the other way. He's ripping now. He's ripping it out a bit. Oh, oh no.
Jeez.
No. So he's lost out. He's learned a word day one.
What about at daycare school? Well, was he dropping them there?
We're not allowed to send them in at the moment. But,
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know where he gets it from, Bern.
He made it. Can I swear off here? Early. Ever
it's not Uncle Chris. It's you.
Two. It's hard to see up here. He's lost it. Right.
Oh, no. I have no idea where he gets from.
I've never spoken like that in front of
you.
Nah, no, I change. I take that hat off.
Yeah.
And Roars.
What about you, Juz?
No, I just had a hot bath. Maz and I had a cuddle and a hot bath, and we're ticking along nicely.
Oh, can I get confirmation of this cuddle from Maz? Because you always say
it's
you're
just
cuddling.
A cuddle.
I couldn't think of many things worse in this world than having a warm bath with you and then having to cuddle you after. At least you'd be clean, I suppose.
You'd be like hugging a plutonium rod after a bath.
No, he's a lightning rod.
That's true.
He's a lightning rod, not the. What rod did you say?
I don't even want to know.
Boys, let's talk to footy great, one of our very own South Australian, Gavin Wanganeen. Now, Matt, boys, he absolutely shattered. He got booted out of the Australian Survivor. Well, he's waiting on the line and he's going to join the rush hour. Good afternoon, Gav. We are absolutely in shock that you got booted out.
Mate, well, not as shocked as I was. Did you see my jaw hit the floor when my name got bloody? I mean, come on, look. I mean, what a bloody, what a blindside that was.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming, really.
Yeah.
There was no chat amongst at the camp. There was none whatsoever. Not a single letter pointing in that direction. That's how sneaky maniki it was.
Yeah, and they turned on you. They all turn on you. So they're all talking behind your back, and you had no idea.
No, well, see, there's two alliances. So I'm in one, and they were calling us the bromance of the three strong fellas. But I'm sitting in that bromance, sort of a quiet achiever, deliberately not, you know, allowing Simon, who I'm working with, but he's the leader. He's the clear leader. They know he's the clear leader. So they normally put targets on their back, and they're the ones that the other alliance, if they get opportunity, they'll go for it when they get a chance. So we were sort of struggling a little bit because we didn't have the numbers. So Simon made a decision to pull in one of their alliance members, which was Big D, Big Daney. I don't know if you saw it. So Big D came in, and because Simon thought it would be a good idea to get him in, but he already had a solid foundation with the other alliance, so it's always going to be risky to get him to join with us. So he said, yep, no worries, guys, we'll join. No worries, yep, but I want to go with Kez. So he let us to vote for Kez. Kez pulled the idol, which made one of us vulnerable. I paid the price. What about how shocked I was? Because when she had the idol, right, I thought, nah, they're not going to go for me. Like, no, they'll go for Simon or, you know, no. And then bang, Gavin. And how are my facial?
Never seen you like that.
I thought you were going
to
cry.
Oh, I started crying.
I almost did cry. And I actually went into shock because I was planning to get the merge. I had all these plans lined up and ready to do this and that. And so it just really, really got me. And all I remember was one of the girls, so Flick, who was part of the, you know, the smart cookies with the girls who hit us, she goes, sorry, Dad. I felt like it was an eternity when she said my name, so I was literally in shock.
you looked it, mate. Hey, take us behind the scenes. What's it like?
Yeah, look, it was a really enjoyable experience. I would have loved to have gone past 6 days and bloody got into, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. But you get plonked on just a bit of dirt and you're just left to your own devices, literally. Like, there's no talking to any producers or anything like that, nothing at all. You're just left. And the elements, amongst the elements, the heat during the day, it was bloody freezing at night. Like, I was so cold. And we built this shelter and all the young crew are, you know, getting ready to go to bed. And they all start cuddling. I'm thinking, no way, I'm not having a part of that. So I'm sleeping on the outer, right, freezing my ass off, right in the outer. And that was pretty tough at night time. But no, I enjoyed the challenges. I enjoyed the other elements of the game, the social side. And yeah, I'm a bit shattered that I wasn't able to get a chance to go further, because I honestly thought that, you know, they made the wrong call. They should have gone for one of the other boys. So anyway, it wasn't a B. It was a good experience, though.
A big spread of demographics. Got a prison officer, a politician, a bodybuilder, a big wave surfer, Jars, right up your alley, an MMA fighter, more up my alley.
Yeah.
Got obviously a Brownlow medalist in Gavin Wanganeen. But what I've always wondered about the show, is there any, do you get secretly fed if you get really hungry? Because I always think, oh, they can't just eat that for a week, or, you know, if they don't find any food, they don't eat that. Do they secretly behind the scenes give you anything?
No, they might give you a cricket or a bloody grasshopper.
What?
Crickets? No, Ben. No, they give you stuff all.
Really?
Yeah, all they give you is a sack of rice.
Yep.
And a small sack of lentils. That's it.
Jeez.
And you got to sort of, you got to have a certain amount of, you know, the right amount of portions, otherwise. Yep. You can eat all in one hit. So, no, it's full on. Unless you win a reward challenge where there's food involved, which we won one, so we got a heap of bickies. Yep. And, you know, bickies would have been right up your alley, Jars.
Yeah, but, thanks, Gab.
And some Milo and some coffee.
Milo,
so.
Yeah. I would have dropped 10.
I actually dropped 6 kilos in that. Like, I dropped a kilo a day in that 6 kilos,
six
days.
Jars, you need to get on there.
We'll leave Jars in there for a month.
A year.
Hey, Gav, just on that, like, what about going to the toilet? Simple thing like going to the toilet. Do they supply that?
What are you asking that for?
That's all sorted. So that's the only, I wouldn't call it a luxury. It wasn't like, you know, at the Hilton or anything like that. It was it did the job. Put it that way.
Yeah, that's good. Port Adelaide at the moment sitting fourth. Bokey's 300th this week. And obviously in front of no crowd, or not at home like it was scheduled. Obviously a special occasion for him.
Yeah, it certainly is. Burn, it's an amazing achievement, play 300 games, and especially for the one club. And the key thing that comes to mind with Bokey is that he had an opportunity to go back home to Geelong, to his hometown, to play footy, and he just showed the loyalty towards the Port Adelaide Footy Club. And all the supporters are really thankful and just love the type of guy he is. He's just so loyal, and he's playing some of his, you know, best footy at the back end of his career, you know, and such a professional to get his body right to keep funny up, you know, in his 30s.
Yeah,
so full credit to him.
He's almost getting better, isn't he? A few games, you were over my way a couple of years ago, played a few games for Moonta on the York Peninsula. Any chance of heading back there again? You're out of the jungle, out of Survivor?
Well, I've been back for about 4 weeks, but I might have been a chance back then, because I got down to, 83 kilos, which is not too bad.
Yeah.
My playing weight was at 81.
Oh, so jeez.
And when I did play with Moonta, I was at 85, so I would have been better again. But, yeah, probably no chance now, because in that first week that when I got back, I put those 6 kilos straight back on.
Good boy, Gab.
I was hitting the chocolates.
That's the boy. No, we're shocked that you got eliminated from the Australian Survivor. Now, before you go, you've been there the 6 days. Who's your tip to win it?
I like Danny, the corrections officer. So I made I've built some really good, relationship.
Yep.
A bit of good relationship with her. Sorry.
Okay.
So she was someone who I think will be very hard to beat going forward. She can build the relationships, and you know she's used to dealing with people. So I reckon Danny will be the one.
She's the tip. Good boy, mate. Take care. Great fun, and thanks for joining us, Gav.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Gav.
There he is, chaps. Gavin Wanganeen got booted off, blindsided.
I want to get him back.
Now,
how do we get them back?
Well, you should go in there, because you're not a nice person.
Well, how do I get... Hey!
Nah,
that's not a nice thing to say.
But against this type of concept, you'd be able to play the game.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was trying
to say.
And
if I couldn't play the game, I'd...
What do you reckon, Greg? It'd be fine.
People go missing out there, don't they?
We thought we would get somebody on that actually knows a thing or two about A, the Olympics, B, sport, and C, being an absolute legend. Mark Beretta from Channel 10. Good morning.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
How
mate?
Are you? Hiya, Gazamas from Japan, boys.
Oh, well done. Now, Beretta, what about our Olympic boss has come out and said that they may cancel the rest of the Olympics. Do you think that's going to happen because of the high infection rates in Japan? Right, good.
No, that's not going to happen. He may override me, but so far I didn't
But how many?
It's going well. I know it's early days, but things are ticking along well. The systems are good. The Japanese organisers have gone to the medical experts, to their medical people, and said, listen, what are we going to do to make this happen? They've got a list. They've taken that list, worked through it, set it up. The systems work well. And, you know, look, this is a big place. There's 130 million people in Japan. There's 18 million in Tokyo alone. It is a densely populated place. This is happening, but they're trying to keep the Olympics bubbled inside that. And I'd say generally so far so good.
So far, so good. So there's not going to be a tipping point where they reach so many positive tests, so many athletes have gone home or had to go home. There's no tipping point, you reckon?
I just can't see how it can happen, to be honest. At the moment, you know, you're tested all the time. We were tested 3 days before we left. We've been tested every day since we arrived.
Yep.
The vaccination rate amongst the athletes, I can give you the figure on the broadcasters, right? There are 11,000... broadcast staff here, which we're included in. The vaccination rate in that group is 85%. Now, that's one of the safest little mini populations anywhere in the world at the moment for fighting off the disease, and that's how it's got to be if we're going to be around the athletes. But, you know, so it's not a bad place to be, and it's not, you know, the Olympics is not in bad shape, I don't think. I'd be 90% confident we'll get through and we'll get it done. Now, you know, now that it's started, it's a big plus.
Let's hope so. I absolutely love the Olympics, Brett, and I'm sure you've covered a lot. It's got to be a strange sort of feel, though, this one.
Yeah, it is. Look, no doubt it's different. Watching the softball today with no crowd was probably the first, I guess, real feel of what it's going to be like. But by the same token, once it starts and competition's underway, you tend to focus on, you know, the athletes and what's happening on the playing field. And same for the TV. The TV doesn't make a massive difference if there's a big crowd there or not. Sure, you don't hear the sound and you don't get the crowd cutaways and that sort of thing, but it's what happens on the playing field is where it's at, and that's, you know, that still goes on. And I reckon we'll be surprised. I think it'll go pretty well these games. And the Japanese, got to hand it to them, they have had time to prepare, but the venues are unbelievably good. The whole system is unbelievably good. You know, the staffing and the people are unbelievably good. You know, it's just a really good vibe to the whole thing here in amongst this whole COVID overlay that's going on as well.
Hey, some exciting news as well for Brisbane, 2032, the Olympic Games. The announcement's just hours away. Has that been confirmed yet?
Not yet. No, it'll be the official announcement at 5:30 p.m. here in Tokyo. So we're about an hour or a half hour behind. So what happens is that at 10 to 4, Thomas Bach gets the IOC committee together. He's going to talk to them for 10 minutes, then Brisbane has 45 minutes to make their final pitch, and there's 20 minutes of voting time, and then they tally that up, and they come out and make the announcement. But as we know, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. It would only be a real disaster or a magnificently big bag of money from a Middle Eastern nation that would stop us from getting the Olympic Games. And it can't happen. It just can't happen.
Hey, what's the forecast on our medal potential, Brett?
Look, I reckon it's pretty good, and I base that on the fact that it's the biggest team we've taken overseas. If I remember right, I think Sydney 2000, our last home game, for about 16 gold. So that's the real big benchmark. Then we went to 17 gold in Athens the year after, which was sort of the honeymoon period after the Sydney games, if you like. The last two games, we've been 8 gold medals, and I reckon we'll get back into double figures. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw sort of 12, maybe 12 gold medals from the Australians, might be the right number. But biggest team, given our preparation as a nation, I just look at the vibe and the attitude of the athletes. It's really up. They're really upbeat to be here. They're really keen to compete. And the other thing is, getting this announcement done in Brisbane, don't underestimate, as you guys know, what that does to the psyche of athletes.
Yeah.
The Australians in the village, and the Queenslanders in particular, they're walking an extra, you know, couple of inches taller because they're proud that they're going to have an Olympic Games coming their way, and it makes a difference. And the other thing this all hinges on is what the swimmers do in the first few days. We know that we have a successful Olympics if our swimmers come out punching and start bagging medals. And that makes a big difference because that lifts the whole team.
Yeah. I mean, is it true, Barrett, that Larry Ender's a little bit bitter that you got to fly to Japan and he's got to stay home? Or is he over there with you?
No, he's dead set narky. He's taking it out on the contestants on the chase, don't worry.
Mate, when you get that much money spent on your teeth, any scowl shows up on the screen like you wouldn't believe. Trust us.
You can't say that, hey, don't
we
that.
Love Lazar.
Lazar. Now, Mark, before we let you go, what's on tonight? So when we rug up, obviously Adelaide's now in lockdown for 7 days. And the Olympics are going to be good for the psyche of our country because, as you know, our country's suffering at the moment.
Yeah. We're going to win stuff. We're going to win a good swag of medals. But tonight, we get into it tonight with the women's soccer. So the Matildas are up and they've got New Zealand. So it couldn't get any better. You've got our great women's team out there on the football field and they're playing New Zealand. So a good chance to have a crack at the Kiwis. Yeah. On the Olympic stage, it's going to be a beauty tonight.
Great stuff, mate. Enjoy. Love to report and we'll speak again.
Thanks, guys. All the best.
There he is, Mark Beretta there, Channel 7's very own sports guru. And, mate, it's going to be... I actually enjoyed watching the softball today.
Very confidence going
ahead,
too.
Even though we got done 8-1 by the Japan, who won the medal last four years ago. They're the number one ranked team.
What I took out of that, very confident it's going to continue no matter how many athletes get sent home, because that was my concern.
And Queensland. Yep.
Yes, Queensland.
We're going
hours
up.
Hours away.
2032.
Yeah, we're taking the show up there, Gregory.
Oh, I love it. You still be alive, Joe?
20,000.
It's the rush hour. Oh, we forgot. Oh, Blue, we forgot to ask him how he takes a shit in Japan. Oh. Anyway, we'll have to tweet him.
They got the bidet, haven't they?
Stupid question.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Bernie Vince leaps and bounds ahead. 10 tips over Blue after round 18. Jarman 13 behind Burn and 7 behind Blue. So a bit of work to do in the tail end of the year, Papa.
Yeah, I'll come home strong.
Yeah.
I'm a big finisher.
You know, we're nearly home.
How many games left?
5.
Well, what a start home. Finishing.
You're going to have to make up 3 a week.
I'll start. Yeah, I'll start. Yeah, all right, what are we starting off with? Game what?
Well, last round, Burn got 7, Blue got 5, and Jars got 3.
Oh, well done, Jars. Back with
Jars.
He's going to start coming strong. Watch out, Blue.
I picked some Smokies, though.
Yeah, you've picked some Smokies, but also you've made a few calls that have, let's be honest, backfired.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. Port Adelaide will not lose a game this year. Port Adelaide won't.
Wait for the Tui picks.
They are at another level.
There's Richmond, Port, and then Stanley.
Here we go.
All right, boy. Yes, Cage. We have a beautiful Tawny Port against the Belfast Pies at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah. I think he's meant Marvel. Port Adelaide, I think they'll win. Only won by a point against Collingwood last time they played, though.
Mm. Yeah, Trav Boak's 300th. I think Port Adelaide.
Yeah, Port for me.
The Navy Blues against the Navy Roos, also at Marvel.
Carlton for me.
Carlton for me.
North Melbourne for me.
Brisbane v Suns at Gabba. I love Gabba. A dancing queen. Young and free. Good only case. 73.
That's the boy.
Brisbane for me, but danger game, I reckon.
Danger.
Suns are going all right. I don't know why they're paying 460.
Yeah. I'm going Suns.
Oh, Jars, you're a good boy. No, Greg, I'm going Brisbane.
I've got to find some wins.
You do. Oh.
Eagles v Saints at Oppopotamus Stadium.
It's Optus KG.
Yes, correct, wait.
Yeah, it's, Eagles. Who'd you say? Oh, West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, Eagles.
Saints.
D's and Doggies at the second best, because nothing can beat the beautiful Adelaide Oval, no, Jars.
It's a good game.
Yes,
it's
a very good game, and I reckon the Dogs win.
The Dogs?
Yes.
What's happened to your boys?
I'm not writing them off. I just think the Dogs will win.
Gregory?
Dogs for me.
Okay.
I can tell you, the Crows v Hawthorn, and I can tell you the Hawks can get plucked at Marvel Stadium.
They can get what, KG?
Plucked.
Plucked.
Yes, correct.
I thought there was an F in there.
Yeah.
I'm going for Melbourne too, for what it's worth.
Fairly.
Didn't you have a go at that?
No. Oh, well,
KG just jumped the gun. What's this game
again?
Well,
you go first. Go.
What's this game?
Crows v Hawkies.
Oh, yeah, they're getting plucked.
Yeah, I'm going Crows.
You reckon the Crows?
Yeah.
I'm going Hawks.
Blue.
I'm going Crows.
Oh.
All right. Essendon v Giants. God knows where this is going to be played at the moment. I only have TBC, which is something that my blood work bought back recently when I got...
TB confirmed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sydney to win and Buddy will kick 7.
Oh, wow.
They've got no key defenders.
Yeah, I'm going Swans.
Yeah, Swans for me.
Okay.
Yes.
Any more left, Cage?
Just a couple, gentlemen. Cats v Tigers. In other words, a round of pussies. Again, to TBC.
Well, they are fair.
Yeah, Cage, come on.
They're Cats and they're Tigers,
I'm going the pussy cats.
Yes.
Cats for me.
Cats.
Yeah, okay. Last one, George.
Swans v Dockers at Metricon Stadium.
We've done that one.
We've done that one, Cage.
Now, Essendon Giants.
Yeah, Essendon Giants.
Essendon v Giants, yes.
Essendon.
Essendon, Cage.
Yes.
Giants.
There we go, George.
So how do you think it's going to turn out? Do you think that the rigmarole of what's happening at the moment would affect these games differently if they were played at their normal fixture?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we spoke to Tex today, and he was coming. He didn't know if they were playing in Brisbane at one stage, at home.
And now they're going to train on MCG later
on
today.
They're training on MCG, and they don't know if they're away for 5 weeks. It'd have to affect your mental state, but when come game time, you're all set to play, aren't you? Go out and play and win.
That's it. A bit like our show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It goes a while.
No, okay. It doesn't. I'm getting straight into it, Charles. Not... You're not talking at all. 21st of July. Junk Food Day. National Junk Food Day. Now, Charles, we just...
Andrew Jarman Day.
No, they take the food out. It's just junk. Junk. All around junk. Oh, even he's laughing at that one, Blue. Hey, on this day, in 1983, the 21st of July... Yeah. The lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth occurred. Guess how cold it was?
I'll go minus 38.
Jazz?
Well, you said don't talk.
I said, no, I'm just going to cut straight into it.
Yeah, and don't talk.
I didn't say don't talk. Yes, I'm just going to say.
Well, you're talking
did
now.
Did he say that, Hayday?
Well, if
did
you're not
Bernie
talking,
say that at the start?
He did. No, he did.
You can answer me or you can just shut up. So, what is it? Guess?
At minus 60.
You're the closest, Jazz. Minus 89.2 degrees.
Shit.
In Vostok Station, Antarctica. Is that right?
That is true. It's nearly as cold as the time Tex didn't give Jarman any air whatsoever, and it was his response. That was bloody cold.
As I'm calling out these facts, you look them up, don't you, just to double check?
Oh, no, not
and
to
I'm
double
correct
check.
All the time, aren't I?
You are correct all the time, yes.
Hey, on this day, 1969, this is big, Jazz. Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Now, you know who was in that?
You asking me or Greg?
You.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
And Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. And who was the other one, the third one?
Oh, he was in the cockpit. Greg?
In the cockpit.
He was.
He was handed out peanuts.
He was pressing all the buttons. He was pressing all the buttons in there.
Yeah. What was his name?
What? Theodore.
Michael Collins. Yeah. No one ever remembers him.
Collins. Yeah.
Well, they walked around on the surface for 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Did they really?
Yeah, Jars doesn't believe that they actually did.
Did they really?
Well, you reckon...
A Fox studio
conspiracy
somewhere.
Conspiracy theory.
What was the famous saying when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon? What did he say, Jars?
And I'll give you a hint, it wasn't, this pitch is rubbish.
One small step.
Yes, Jars.
No.
One, what was it?
You didn't even get that right.
Kind of.
One
small step.
You forgot a little bit out of that. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And he messed it up. It was meant to be one small step for a man, because if you think about it logically, small step for man, giant leap for mankind. He's basically mentioning
spot
mankind
on,
both.
Yeah, he thinks he's Shakespeare or something.
That's your fancy. Well.
Hey, birthday today, 1948. The great Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Yusuf.
What's his real name? What's his real name?
Yusuf Mohana. Anyway, moving on. Tom Hawkins' birthday today, boys. He's 33 years of age. Now, he's one of these players that just keep getting better too.
That's
33 he is today. So how long? I reckon he's got another couple of years
absolutely.
The way he plays.
Yeah.
Just he's sit him in the forward line. And we've spoken about it a few times. Fogarty, Darcy Fogarty, watch his tapes. Hey, little fact to let you go. Do you know the Pringles, the man that invented Pringles, or the creator, his remains is in one?
Is it really?
His
what?
His remains are in one?
Didn't know that.
He was cremated, and now his remains are in a Pringles container.
Wow.
That was his dying wish.
I love the salt vinegar.
And guess what flavour he's in? He's even in a flavoured one.
Not salt and vinegar.
Not barbecue. Salt and vinegar.
Onion.
Onion.
It might smell like onions, but he's in an original container. So there you go, boys. Just a bit of, just to make you smart. Be a little bit smarter.
I don't like Pringles, Jus.
Don't you? Don't like Pringles. What, the shape or the taste?
Fatty for me.
Tell you what, which bastard invented the size of the circumference that I can't get past my first knuckle to get a chip
out? You just tip them upside down.
Yeah, but then all the bloody things fall out, they get crushed. It's a bloody...
Well, stay safe, see you tomorrow. The bloke that invented him.
He's dead!
Stay safe and I'll see you tomorrow, family.
I'll see everyone.
He's just wrapped up your facts.